May I speak in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Yesterday is history. Tomorrow is a mystery. Today is a gift. That is why it's called the present. I'm not sure of the origin of that quote, but those of you with children, and I can see a few smiling faces, or a child at heart like me, will remember that it was spoken by a turtle called Oogway in the cartoon film Kung Fu Panda, which was shown last Saturday afternoon. The character Kung Fu Master Oogway is talking to Po, a rather fat giant panda. In fact, the fat giant panda, as he calls himself. And he's in a spot where he's given a calling which he feels he just cannot fulfill. And in fact, he thinks he's no good for anything but for making noodles. Master Oogway gently puts it to Po that perhaps he is too concerned about what was and what will be. Perhaps we too would do well to listen to Master Oogway, for Christmas is a time when we can fall into the trap of romanticising past Christmases, spending too much money, and making plans in preparation for making the best Christmas ever. Why is it always the best Christmas ever? Wasn't the last Christmas the best Christmas ever? I mean, is it going to be the best Christmas ever? Anyway, I'll digress. So, in our busyness, we are in danger of missing the moment of now, of truly seeing what is laid before us, of seeing afresh the true meaning of Christmas, which is the celebration of God's gift to us in his Son, Jesus Christ, in the form of a fragile human newborn baby. Perhaps we have heard the story so many times that it just doesn't mean anything anymore. It's just another part of the traditions of Christmas. And yet, the arrival of Jesus as a human child is not the start of God's story with us. No, the beginning of John's Gospel carefully pays attention to how Jesus has been with God before the dawn of time itself, as the Word of God. Now we know words have power. Our words can hurt or heal, comfort or destroy, spread love or hate. But God's word has the power to create life itself. All things came into being through him, it says. God's words bring life. God's words bring his power and his presence into the world. But most of all, the word of God, Jesus, brings light into the world, meaning the possibility of knowing God himself. He is like a tender father, just waiting to know, for you to know that he loves him. So no longer is God separated physically from the world. No longer does he appear in abstract forms like a burning bush or a pillars of fire, but as a human in flesh and blood, skin and bone. This is the true mystical beauty of Christmas. Not presents, not lights, not tinsel, not even mince pies. You know, many people complain that there isn't enough mysticism or mysticalness about Christianity, that it's all too clinical and bound up by peculiar religious traditions. Well, just try reading John's Gospel. The book just oozes with hidden symbolism. For instance, the writer speaks a lot about light and darkness. The darkness has several layers of meaning, from describing all the evil things that happen in the world, such as war and poverty. But darkness can also refer to our relationship with God. To not being in relationship with Him brings us true darkness. In fact, living in darkness is to be dead to God's invitation. Whereas the light means to live in the knowledge of being loved by God and having a life shaped by Him, of living fully present in the world. Yet this gift of light, this gift of love of God through the giving of His Son Jesus, is not just for a certain few who are holy enough or worthy enough of such an expensive present. No, John's book says, to all who received Him, who believed in His name, He gave the power to become children of God. Did you hear that? To all. That means everyone, every single person, anyone. God's gift is freely given. It can't be bought or sold. No amount of money can guarantee its purchase. And you know what? The gift is permanent too. Not like a human gift that may last a little while, or return to the store, or put on eBay, or even donated to the next church fair. All that money spent on Christmas because we hope to bring a little happiness makes you wonder, really, what its true worth is about. Shall I do it a few more times? Janet said, you're not going to burn it, are you? Last one. Our presence may bring us a little light as we do the best we can for those we love. But in our hearts we know it's only a temporary fix, a moment of fleeting happiness for the day and the season. But there's a light and a flame that flickers and never dims, whatever the day or season. Only the true light, the gift of Christ, brings everlasting happiness. And the love of God this Christmas time, now and forever. It is the light of Christ which inspires our Christmas kindness. And when Christmas is over and the wrapping paper is in the bin, it lives on in us as the light of the love to come into the world. Amen.